The sinus infection, my COVID scare. I've been struggling with a bad sinus infection. How do I know it's a sinus infection? A nurse and two doctors told me that it is. They interviewed me on the phone and then on FaceTime. My doctors use FaceTime now. I'll admit, I did not want to go to the doctor's office anyway, because the office is in a big complex and you have to go through 3 or 4 COVID checkpoints before you get anywhere near the doctor. Still, my head was throbbing. I was having some trouble breathing and swallowing. And because I have a wild imagination, my thought is I have COVID.
This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
One-on-one communication in the time of COVID-19 and all of the other issues my country is dealing with requires skill. Communication skills are always essential in life, but especially now. My sinus infection was painful and left me without any desire to get up, to work, to diet. I need to do all three. And this was happening at the same time I gave up video games. An update on that later. So of course, first thing I did, I went online to research COVID-19 symptoms. And this is from the Centers for Disease Control. Quote, people with COVID-19 have a wide range of symptoms, from mild to severe. Fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea. I had some of these symptoms. I was clammy and feverish, although I didn't have a fever. I was fatigued. I have muscle aches, a really bad headache, sore throat, congestion. And because of all that heaviness in my head, at times I did have some trouble breathing. First thing I did after I read all of this was I took an online test. The results? You may have COVID-19. Consult a doctor. So I called my doctor's office and it was a big deal. I was interviewed by 3 people on the phone and then I got the video doctor appointment. First, I was interviewed on video by a nurse and then I was interviewed by a doctor and then I was interviewed by a third person on FaceTime, another doctor. Each interview involved a wide range of questions and there was actual communication going on. It was give and take, back and forth. They were listening. I was listening. Listening is critical in excellent communication. The bottom line, I did not have the critical symptoms that require a trip to the hospital. Now, these are the critical symptoms, the danger warning signs. Quote, trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to wake or stay awake, bluish lips or face. Now, this list is not all possible symptoms. Please call your medical provider for any other symptoms that are severe or concerning you. That's the end of the quote. I did not have severe symptoms. No way. I'm happy. But my sinus infection was still throbbing and my head hurt so much. I had difficulty sitting at the computer. I couldn't edit the book I'm working on. No editing videos. No podcast production, even though I promised I was going to produce a podcast every day in the month of August. Holy crap. So I said to the doctor, what do I do? And she said, get this nose spray, get these eye drops, and heavy-duty sinus pills. If it gets worse, make an appointment. Come in, and I will prescribe antibiotics. She was wonderful. So I did all of these things. I sprayed, I popped, I dropped, and I felt better. Not great, but better. And I don't have this damn COVID that is killing so many people. So I'm blessed. I wanted to share this information with you because it's good to know these symptoms. It's good to be vigilant about staying safe. No matter what country you live in, it's always good to practice your one-on-one communication and listening skills. I'm Gloria Moraga. Enough preaching. Please share my podcast with your friends. please share it with your enemies. And those of you who live in other countries, I am so tickled when I see that you are listening and downloading. Please share. Here are your countries. The United States, of course. The United Kingdom. I love the UK. I really do. Australia, home of my beloved Chris Hemsworth. So beautiful. Canada. Oh, Canada. Argentina. Don't cry for me, Argentina. South Korea, Switzerland, South Africa. I love you all. Thank you. Please subscribe. Please share. Finally, two updates on video game addiction. I went 1 week without picking up my iPad to play bingo or do crossword puzzles. What broke me was the crossword puzzle tournament. My teammates did horribly the week I did not play. One of my teammates instant messaged all of us on the team and ripped us up. I apologized and I began playing again. That opened up the addiction floodgates. I'm still trying to cut down, but I think the crossword puzzles are helpful for my brain. Candy Crush, not so much. Finally, I'm still working on my Political Woman series. Stay tuned. And on the communication front, I'm writing an episode on the big project and procrastination. When I was being bullied at Sacramento State, I was assigned a big project. They wanted me to fail, and I thought I was going to die before I could finish. But I didn't die. I did a great job. I have another project now that I'm procrastinating about. So stay with me. That's coming. I've got some useful tips. One-on-one. I'm Gloria Moraga. Talk to each other. Love each other. The book.